Welcome to the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast, where we focus on health, wellness, and overcoming all types of addictions. You're in the right place if you're a mom, dad, friend, sibling, or caregiver who has a loved one who is or was struggling with an eating disorder or any other kind of addiction. In a time when everything seems heavy, I'm here to bring you a real yet lighthearted take on what the heck we are all supposed to do with our lives while we care for our loved ones who are struggling. One thing holds true throughout it all. You can't juggle the chaos without smiling, at least a little bit. Hi there, it's Moira Gorski again with another podcast episode. So this one is just me and just one person, and I'm talking today about the power of one. And I was thinking about this just this last weekend as I was heading out to a conference, a meeting, an all-day meeting, if you will, a training for that's run by one of the gals that's on my team. Now, if you know me, I do have a home-based business and a business that I've had in the wellness space for 20 years now this month. And this is one of the leaders that's on my team. And I was thinking about this as I drove out there, just that power of one, because this is just one person. Now, she's been involved with the business and been on my team for several years, many years. And when I think about what I was going to last weekend, it was a leadership summit for her team. Her team is so large and so thriving and so growing that she decided a couple of years ago to start at the beginning of the year. She does a leadership summit, and you know, the people that are local will come, some will drive in, some will fly in, some will check in over Zoom. And it's just an incredible, I've watched it grow over the years. I've gone to each one of them. But I got to thinking, you know, it just started with one person. It just started with her, with that one leader of mine. It just started with Harper, and it started with her idea and me, to look at this business and me working with her, training her, us working side by side in our mission of wellness. And it started with her. And I was so proud of what she's created and how many lives that she's impacted. And I thought, oh, it's that power of one person, one person. And then I thought about a few years ago, I was talking with another gal that's in this same business. She's not on my team, but she is in the business. And I happened to be talking to her. I remember where I was in the backyard, and it was the summertime, and was talking with her. And my daughter was deep in her struggle with her eating disorder, and she was at home at the time. And, you know, I started to talk with this friend of mine, and who was a new friend. Someone had said, you know, you should talk to her. I think you really get along. And we have become very good friends since then. And she started to talk to me about me and who I was, you know, as I shared my frustrations with my business and how it seemed to be a little bit stuck. And I was sharing my frustrations with my daughter and her journey, which was, you know, so up and down and so frustrating, and just really wanting to help her, right, as a mom. But I was so frustrated with that and didn't seem to be improving. And again, my business wasn't growing. And so she started to ask me questions about me. She said, well, what about you? Like, what are you all about? Like, what's your thing? Do you like to cook? Do you like to work out? Do you read? Do you do yoga? I mean, like, what's your jive? I think she said. And like, what are you all about? You know, if you want to, you know, when we have a business that's, you know, I do sell things, but it's a relationship business. And people like to do business with people that they know, like, and trust. And she said, you know, what's your thing? You know, what's your brand? And I remember getting real emotional about it and started to share with her just how I wasn't sure, that I felt like I had really lost myself over the last few years. And again, trying so hard to help my daughter and focus on her illness, and I wasn't really focusing on me. And I said, you know, I don't feel like I'm in very good shape anymore. And I'm not doing the things that I want to do. And putting a focus on those priorities. And I also said, you know, about the working out, and I said, you know, I don't want to trigger my daughter because, you know, she wants to do those kind of things. And so I don't want to maybe go work out because that might trigger her and make her frustrated or make her want to go work out herself or something like that. And she really challenged me and said, you know what? You need to take care of yourself. I mean, you taking care of yourself by setting a priority to go and, you know, walk in the park or take an exercise class or take a yoga class or do something so that you can be physically active that's going to help you be healthy and show up differently as a mom. She said, and if that's triggering, that's really on your daughter. That's not on you. I mean, that's you showing her that it's important to take care of yourself and it's important to eat right and have some exercise or movement in your life to stay healthy. And, you know, she said, you can share with your daughter the idea that someday, you know, right now it's not something that you can participate in, but someday once you are healthier and are farther along on your journey of recovery. And it really struck me. I mean, I remember being very emotional about it and starting to cry, but it really spoke to my heart and how I did need to take care of myself, and I needed to get myself back. And it was funny, after that, I started this little campaign called Taking Moira Back. And I used to use that as my hashtag. So I'd go for a walk, or I'd go to the exercise class, or I'd meet some friends for a run and do a social media post, and that was the hashtag. Or maybe I'd go get a massage, and the hashtag was Taking Moira Back. And, you know, my friends caught on, they encouraged me, and it was a really cool thing. And it started with that one person, Cindy, who someone thought it would be a good idea for me to connect with. And she really challenged me to, again, take care of myself, which is so important, especially in this journey when you have someone that's struggling in front of you. Taking care of yourself so that you can show up and also be a really great example to them of what it looks like to take care of yourself and to make those priorities and take responsibility for your life, for your journey, regardless of what's going on around you. You know, establishing those non-negotiables that I've established now in my life, and I'll talk about on some of these podcasts, and the morning routine and the exercise and the eating and things like that. But again, it started with one person, that one person who connected with me, Cindy, and I'm so grateful for her. But then I got to thinking, you know, just the power of one, like, let's think about it, like the power of one drink, or one less drink if it's alcohol, or one more glass of water, or the power of one more step, the power of one more word, or one less word, you know, the power of one dog, or two dogs. We have two dogs in my house. Or one kiss. You know, when you really stop and think about it, sometimes, I mean, that's a small number, right? One. But boy, there's power in that when you look at those particular things. If it's one step across that line that we're so scared about as we're stepping into our business or stepping into a new relationship, or perhaps we're stepping back, or that one smile that you can give to somebody who you walk past along the street can make a huge impact on them. Just that one smile. Or that one hug. I'm a huge hugger. I love hugs. And they say that we need a lot of hugs during the day, and I'm completely deficient in the amount of hugs that I receive, as well as certainly the hugs that I give. But just that power of one, that power of one more or one less thing idea, just really cool. You know, sometimes the journey when we're starting something new, it seems so daunting. It seems so scary. It seems long and hard. I remember as I was thinking about starting this podcast, I thought, oh, that is just a scary concept. But I thought, if I could just start with one podcast or one idea, or in my case, one notebook. I pulled out a notebook and I wrote podcast on the front of it. And I started to fill it up with ideas. And I started to fill it up with people that have helped me along this journey of juggling the chaos of recovery. And I started writing down ideas that I had of things that I've learned that I wanted to share with people. But it started with that notebook. It started with just that one notebook. And I'm so excited, even though this is one of the first episodes, I'm so excited that this notebook, which is in front of me, is getting filled with more and more ideas and some planning and things like that, that I've used it for the planning as I've, you know, looked to launch this podcast. It was one idea and really scary, but I thought I'll pull out the notebook and that'll be my start. So I encourage you as I wrap this episode up, you know, it was one person that I worked with in my business who then shared with someone else who shared with someone else, and look at how far she's grown and her team and how many people that they are helping every single day. It was just that one person though, that's made a huge impact on my business. And then that one person, my friend, Cindy, who just one person, and she made a big difference in what she said to me and what she challenged me to do. And again, those other one things. So I encourage you to think about that. Like, what's one thing that you could do today that could help you in this journey of being a mom or a dad with someone who's in recovery or struggling to recover, or maybe you've recovered? You know, one thing that you can do to keep yourself in your lane, as we say. One activity, one book, one smile, one decision. So many times I think we have these ideas of things to do and we get all excited and we have all these plans. But it really starts with that decision. We've got to decide, is that what we're going to do today? Is that what we're going to do this year? So I really encourage you to think about the power of one. It's a small number, but just that one thing can make a big, huge difference. So thanks for joining me today. And I hope you got some value out of this podcast. And I hope you think about your power of one. I'd love to hear from you as you think about that and you think about maybe one person or one thing that's impacted your life. Go ahead and send me a message. I'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for listening. Do you feel like your juggling of your chaos is just too much and you want to reclaim your life and health? I'm here to help. I offer free 30-minute consultations where I can show you simple steps to help you get back on track. If you're interested, please connect with me. You can do that simply by reaching out on Instagram and send me a DM at Green Gorski, or email me at Moira@GorskiWellness.com. Moira spelled M-O-Y-R-A. I look forward to hearing from you, and take care.